Just a lovely day to be out here.
You know, typically I don't like being alone out here because it's like we're hot and like we're like, why are we here? Today it's like very nice. God, it is perfect weather, and it just, you know what? Just smelling the roses and listening to the birds.
I just gotta say,
just taking it all in.
A couple weeks ago we were here. It was Swamp Booty Central. All right,
no Swamp Booty today.
There's no, it's just, okay. If this is the weather turning, how dare you, Mother Nature? If this is just a quick reprieve from the August that we've had, it's a nice little taste change there. Not too dissimilar, completely dissimilar to expecting sausage earlier today and getting vegetarian. It's like the opposite of that. When you go and expect,
when Nick expects sausage, he better get sausage.
That's, people have been saying that for a while now. I mentioned the Kevin Stefanski effect because I was thinking about Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the fact that, like, if you put any other head coach in Pittsburgh going into this season, no one would be saying nice things or expecting nice things out of Pittsburgh, right?
I think that's fair.
So, like, if we put Brian Daboll, who I actually really like after watching.
I do. He comes off very, very well in that the Hard Knocks stuff.
So does Joe Shane. Like, both dudes just seem like the Giants actually have non-dummies in that role, which would be saying something. They've had a bunch of dummies in a row. But, like, if Brian Daboll was there or if Sean McDermott was there, nobody would expect bleep from Shinola here. But because it's Mike Tomlin, because Mike Tomlin has just continued to win no matter who the quarterback is, no matter the health, no matter the state of the roster, it's the Mike Tomlin effect. And the reason why I bring it up is we haven't quite gotten there with Kevin yet. And that's not a bad thing. But I just think it's interesting that we're into Kevin's second contract. We're set up where it sure feels like Kevin's going to be here not just for the next couple years, but maybe you can pencil him in for the next 4 or 5 years at the very least. And yet that hasn't trickled down to our expectations yet. Mm-hmm. And this is not the negative comparison. Mike Tomlin has not had a losing season in 15-plus years. Has had 18 years as a head coach in Pittsburgh. Kevin Stefanski's been here 4 years. He's had two losing seasons.
Yep.
But I think it's interesting, specifically coming off last year, that the one thing I've not heard fans, and this is fans, this is us. When I say fans, it's all of us. It's the royal we. Haven't heard about the Kevin Stefanski effect and whether we think that having him here gives you a chance to win this season regardless of the Deshaun situation.
What do you think?
The old answer a question with a question,
yeah, the
huh? There, Foxy.
Rope-a-dope.
I think last
7
year.
7 a.m.
7 a.m. indeed. I think it's pretty simple. I think we should have the utmost faith in Kevin Stefanski, and I think we've conflated the disastrous first 2 years with Deshaun, whether it's the health, whether it's how he played, you cannot, if I had told you 2 years ago, this is not editorializing where I think the Deshaun thing's going. It's just, let's call it what it is. The last 2 years have been the worst way they could have gone possibly when you traded for Deshaun Watson. And you still made the playoffs last year. You still won 11 games. And honestly, I cannot figure out why they got spanked in the playoff game. I got a couple working theories. It ain't Kevin Stefanski. So, yeah, I mean, I think last year should be the ultimate thing of, it's not quite the Tomlin effect because he hasn't done it year after year after year. I mean, it's been 5 years since Ben Roethlisberger, maybe even 6 years, since Ben could lay claim to being a franchise quarterback, and then he played another couple years on top of that. That being said, so it's been 6 years roughly with just blah at best at quarterback, and Tomlin has just continued to kind of get by. I kind of think we should be, like, if you're looking for something to pound your chest in, I think we're conflating 2 years of disastrous stuff from Deshaun, and we're letting that obscure the fact Yeah, last year was about as bad as it can go because of his injuries, and you still won 11 games. I think if you're going to use that to deflate your opinion of Deshaun, how do we not use that then to turn around and go?
It should help Deshaun, shouldn't it?
Because aren't we looking for things to trust? That's where I'm at.
Big trust.
Like, are you just saying?
Yeah, I'm just having
fun. He's going to start saying bussing. You're going to start saying.
You know that sort of thing?
Skibbity. That's another big thing. You skibbity? Skibbity, no skibbity.
Skibbity, skibbity, scobbity?
That's a different
Bippity, boppity?
Nope. Also a different thing.
Oh.
No, I mean, I think the whole point for. And listen, I've said it. Well, the O-line.
You've been saying it.
The O-line is where I trust. When I see the offensive line is ready and raring to go and they're healthy, I might have questions at quarterback. I might have questions about Nick Chubb's health. I might have questions at running back or wide receiver or anything. But if I got a good O-line, I have there's some amount of equity in a good offensive line that I automatically have. I think we should probably start to feel that way about Kevin. And does that mean I know definitively you can win 11 games again and do I think without a healthy Deshaun, do I think you can win the AFC North, which you haven't done ever, but you haven't won the division since the late 80s? Probably not. But do I think Kevin's going to keep you competitive? Yeah, yeah. And I think that's the thing that we've not talked nearly enough about, which is the Kevin Stefanski effect, that even if things go as bad as they can with a team that's pretty damn deep and pretty damn talented, it's tough for me to see them being a below 500 team. It's tough for me to see them not at least knocking on the door to the playoffs, if not making the playoffs.
Like, dude, would it absolutely stun you if the Browns were below 500?
Yeah, it would.
Me too.
And I can't recall.
And that is with really anybody playing quarterback.
Well, and Dusty, there's nothing I can bank on offense.
Right.
I mean, I can't even bank on the West Coast offense because it's a different offense now. So, like, I can bank on Kevin as a play caller. I've never seen him in this context. I can't bank on the O-line, which we're used to banking on. I can't bank on Nick Chubb, who I'm used to banking on, or the wide receivers, or, okay, Njoku is coming off a career year. Well, now he's got to do it again. That's kind of how this goes before we give you that level of flowers. Can't bank on the health of the quarterback, right? The backup quarterback, who I think we all really like, he is the 30-for-30 guy. He is 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. But I can bank, and I think we all should be banking more, on the fact that Kevin has shown his ability to weather the storm and keep this team competitive.
He has, and I think Kevin now has proven to me and probably a lot of Browns fans that he deserves the benefit of the doubt when it comes to, like, hey, this guy is a really, really good coach.
216-474-0092. So as we're having the conversation about the 2024 Cleveland Browns, I kind of think, I mean, hell, this is on me too. Like, we've talked more about Kevin the play caller than Kevin the head coach. We've talked more about the can Deshaun stay healthy than we have about Kevin as the head coach. So we'll throw this out to you guys. You guys can also hit us up at Nick Wilson Says, at Dustin Fox 37. How much of your belief in this team comes from Kevin Stefanski? Because, like, when I go to here are the things that I'm falling back on for this year. I'm falling back on the defense being, at the very worst, pretty damn good. So they might not be number one. They might not be top five. I would be pretty surprised if they weren't in the top 12, and that might be couching a little bit. I would be pretty surprised if Myles Garrett, if he's healthy, and we have to say that with everybody, that he won't have 14, 15 sacks this year. Mm-hmm. I'll be pretty surprised if the corner room doesn't give you a chance. I'll be really surprised if Kevin and this team,
Kevin,
would take an absolute step back. I'm banking on the defense. I'm banking on Jim Schwartz. I'm banking on Kevin Stefanski as a head coach.
I am too. I mean, the guy has been he's a two-time coach of the year.
Do we say that too much?
No.
Because I feel
should
like,
say it more.
I kind of feel like it's become the thing that we all kind of are like, well, maybe he doesn't
I got to tell you, Nick, sorry to cut you off. I feel strongly about this. I've come to the point where when I do think the Browns, I'm like, ah. You know, in the past I used to think, like, really, I was down on the Browns. We all were.
Yeah.
How could you not be?
It was simpler times.
But, like, then you'd be like, we don't have a quarterback. This car coach stinks. It was like a culture thing. And, like, here, I don't have that thought ever.
Yeah.
Why are you smiling like that?
Smiling's my favorite. Because the way you said it was as if we were all, like, tech bros. Like, don't have a quarterback. Don't have an IPO. Oh, man. This thing, I don't know if it's going to get off the ground. I would say tech bro. It was very frat bro-ish, but in like a very sweet and unintentionally funny way.
You're welcome.
So, like, how many wins does Kevin give you?
I don't know. I mean, like, back in the day, how many wins did Belichick get you? I don't know that you can quantify that. It's probably an unfair question.
Well, see, I think it's easier to put to Tomlin or Belichick because...
I would say, like, if the games are close... then he gives you probably the advantage versus most coaches late in games.
So does this mean you would lock it in? Because, again, we said we'd be shocked if they didn't get to 9 wins this season, which I kind of feel like could end up being something we look back and going, wow, what a soft prediction. You know what I mean? Like, if things go really well this year, I think you have a chance to actually win the division, which we haven't in a while. But I think just based off Kevin, like if we played the coach schedule game, Kevin Stefanski, Mike McCarthy in a short game, who you taking?
Stefanski.
That's interesting. I kind of feel like have you soured on McCarthy? I'm just throwing that
I haven't
out.
Soured on him. I still think he's a brilliant offensive mind. I think his game management stuff is terrible. Like late in games especially.
Doug Peterson, week 2. Coach schedule game.
Oh, God, okay. Kevin.
Brian Daboll, week 3.
I'm going to take Kevin.
Antonio Pierce, Antonio was the interim coach.
I'm
going
to say Kevin a lot.
Dan Quinn in Washington.
Kevin.
Nick Sirianni. Kevin.
Kevin.
Zach Taylor.
I would say Kevin.
John Harbaugh.
Harbs.
Jim Harbaugh.
Harbs.
Dennis Allen.
Is that even a question?
How about this? Because I'm going to skip Tomlin because we know where you're going to go. Sean Payton.
Denver Sean Payton or New Orleans Sean Payton?
Nope, there's only one. There's no difference between the two.
No, I take Kevin.
216-474-0092. So, and we've talked a lot about every element of this damn thing. But with the Mike Tomlin effect being real in Pittsburgh, and by the way, he benefits more from the Mike Tomlin effect outside of Pittsburgh than he actually does in Pittsburgh, which speaks to how bat bleep insane Yinzers are. But how much of your belief in this year's team comes from Kevin Stefanski? Got a couple calls on this. Let's go with, you know what? I think we're going to go with Josh. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, how's it going, guys? First off, I love this show. Thank you all so much. One, I'll tell you this right now. I'll take Kevin Stefanski over any of the coaches pretty much out in the NFL right now, including Mike Tomlin. I think he's incredible. The stuff he's had to deal with is just second to none. I think that this year is going to be a pretty big challenge for him, but I think he's going to come through. I don't see this Watson thing working out, but I think he's going to handle it well again. My biggest concern, my only hesitation to say, is this. A year ago, we had the easiest schedule. This year, we got the hardest one. So we're going to see what he's made out of one way or another.
Josh, we appreciate you, buddy. Very much appreciate the kind words, by the way. We always appreciate that. Dustin, what wins out with you this year? Is it your supreme confidence in Kevin, or is it maybe your supreme cynicism with Deshaun?
I think it's my confidence in Stefanski. I kind of said that last segment as well. I've sort of developed this really deep confidence in our coach, and not just our coach, but like our staff, the organization. Like, I feel really good about Andrew Berry and the team he's put together. So yeah, there's a little bit of trust here that I've never had for this organization.
Do you think some of that is based on the fact that people feel like Kevin can now outlast Deshaun?
Every time you say Kevin, I just think of what's her face in Home Alone.
Kevin! Oh, my God.
Sorry. I did not mean to be that screechy.
But it happened. It's okay. We can move on as a show.
Let's move on.
I always think of the Kevin.
Well, that.
But no, I mean, I think that's another part of it. I think whether this will be the reality or not, I could not tell you. But I think the fact that people see, like, Kevin not being the fall guy if Deshaun doesn't work out, which is what I think the contract extension in the playoff push last year maybe points to, I think that goes a long way for people as well. It's like Kevin is the voice of sanity.
And well, that playoff push is what won him Coach of the Year, right?
Yeah. Well, I think
the ability to coach all those different players.
Yeah, I think it was pretty
and hold
much
things together.
The highlight of five quarterbacks in 17 games. Yeah. Curtis, welcome to the show, Curtis.
What's up, Nick?
Not much,
Curtis.
Buddy.
What's up, man?
Hey, Nick. Hey, I'm going to echo what Justin said real quickly. I think that roster with 16 Pro Bowlers is all the confidence that we need. They can't have no such game for our schedule for the team with the best record, with the best roster in the league. I called because of Deshaun Watson. You keep saying he had two terrible seasons. I think it was 3-3 and then 4-1 last year or 5-1 last year, put them in the playoffs. Let me tell you, they signed him because Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson can't beat him. He proved that point last year. All we need him to do is be healthy.
Curtis, let me ask you, have the last 2 years met the standard set when they traded for Deshaun?
Yeah. They brought him in to beat Joe Burrow, and they brought him in to beat Lamar Jackson. He proved that they can't beat him. He went 3-3 because he only played 6 games 1 year. Then last year, he what, lost 1 game with 5-1, put them in the playoffs. You think they're in the playoffs if he don't go down to Baltimore and put his foot up and Lamar Jackson behind?
No, that was a very nice game. I will just say there, Curtis, I think you can be pro Deshaun and also be a little more realistic than that, buddy. I mean, I have been accused of being the Deshaun Watson homer simply because every time we talk about him, I don't just open up on him like some people in the Cleveland media do. Wanted to just soapbox everybody there. But no, I think you can say he performed better than people have said he did last year, which I agree with. Like, I think basically because he didn't stay healthy and he didn't look like Pat Mahomes all 6 games he did play, people are turning that into the guy was a scrub last year. I think he was a scrub 2 years ago. At the same point, just been 2 years. And they have fallen short. I don't necessarily have said they were bad years, although I might have said that, which was just a poor turn of phrase. But they were 2 years that fell short of the standard that you set or that was set when you traded for him. I think we can be honest about that. Let's go with Larry. Larry, hey. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Nick. And I'd like to say, man, I hope we get Deshaun 80% we need because most important, man, I think we need Nick Chubb. He got to come back, man, because I don't trust the running backs that we got, man. I need Hunt back, man, because – man, Hunt catch the ball. He run the ball. He don't fumble, and he make runs. He make it happen, man. And he'll be there. I need him on the field. Deshaun, I need him on the field because I done made too many excuses for him. It's time for him to man up, get hungry for like the Browns do because he was at home. He had 2 preseason games on. There's no reason he should have a couple plays. Hey, this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm at. And then the fans will support you, and you're not going to get hurt. If you think you'll get hurt, you're going to get hurt. We play the game, but most of all, man, stick to get in the game because we got a big game, Dallas, man. And I'm going to be down there. I hope you guys do. We take pictures, baby. Have a good day.
Thank you, Larry.
That was just a lot. I don't know. I heard a bunch of yelling and
there's a lot of – I mean, I loved it. I love the energy. I love the passion. He said nice things to us at the end about hope you're going to be out there. He got a little laugh in there. It's kind of like an Ultimate Warrior promo. I kind of get what he was saying, but I don't really get what he was saying.
I don't remember the Ultimate Warrior promos.
That's you should do yourself a favor.
Okay, I like favors.
And one night,
who doesn't like favors?
When you kick back, maybe get some glaucoma medication with you.
That would do you a favor.
Watch a string of them, 3 or 4 of them together, and yeah, you'll see that the 80s really were all about cocaine. It was cocaine and it was steroids. That's what pro wrestling was, yeah, in 1988.
Well, it wasn't fentanyl then.
Okay. Where am I going?
I don't know. You brought up that stupid thing.
Where am I going to go from fentanyl to the end of this segment? Now, I actually have to – the one thing I do remember him saying was it's all about Nick Chubb. It really isn't. Like, if you said what's more likely to happen, you can piecemeal good running back production half a season without the best running back in football, or you can piecemeal quarterback production in half a season without the best quarterback, I'm going to say it's easier to do that with a running back. Like, if your offensive line is strong, which is a big concern here with these running backs, like that's maybe my bigger concern, is whether there's going to be a correlation between the O-line and the run game. And a lot of people are going to point to that being Nick Chubb. I think that's a sign of your offensive line being in a rough spot.
When do you think Chubb comes back?
I kind of told everybody. I think somewhere in the second quarter of the season, games
think
four,
like October?
Games 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, somewhere in there. How about you?
I don't know, man. I hope he's back sooner than that.
Maybe
not in a full capacity, but like you'd think he'd be able to get on the field, no?
There's a part of me that would be totally cool not seeing him until late October if it means it's going to give him a chance to stay healthier and stay upright for later in the season. But again, even in that, I'm supposing that he's going to be Nick Chubb again.